This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Yeah, I mean, there's two common threads through what we've talked about so far, and I'd really like everybody to say like a really cool thing that happened while they're here. Can we do that? Yes. Are there any? But the two threads that we'll tie it all together at the end. But the two threads are half-ass operation, which is a pretty fair assessment of 25 years, and that it was the personalities of people who brought and kept people here. So just want to set up. And Brian said something earlier too about. What he was able to do to help people while he was here. So, all right, Brian, what do you got?
This is just one of my favorite Paradox memories, and it definitely involves personalities. It was a Saturday afternoon. I hadn't been working here super long, like less than a year, I think. And it's me and Woody working on Saturday. We have overlapped for a while, and I think I worked into the evening, and you'd been there in the afternoon or whatever. And we're both there, and there had been these, like, there's like three or four, like, junior high, probably seventh, eighth grade boys, and they'd been like kind of milling around and like looking at some Yu-Gi-Oh decks on the counter or whatever, and then all of a sudden I heard them talking about going to Taco Bell or whatever, and they leave.
I remember this.
And all of a sudden I look and I realize later that, not much later, that one of the decks is missing. I was like, oh, that's weird. I wonder, you know, what are the chances that those idiot kids that told me where they were going didn't take it. So what do you're like, yep, go see if they're down there. So I walk over to Taco Bell when it was just, you know, block and a half away, and I see them in there like looking at the contents of their deck. So they're like on the drive through side on the far side of the building. So I walk in the door over there, I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? And they just all go white immediately. So I'm like, all right, we're heading back to the store. And one of the kids had his bike and he had to like walk his bike back, and he was not happy about it. So bring these kids back in, and Woody's like, I got it from here, and then proceeds to take these, like, you know, 12-year-old kids one at a time to the back room to interrogate them. It's just, like, grilling them, and it was just the funny. These kids outside are just super nervous. Like, the one kid comes out and just, like, looks completely shook, and the second kid doesn't even want to go back, and Woody is just full-on just stern-faced to these kids, and it was... Yeah, it was just super fun. It's one of those weird memories, but you switched into interrogator mode just immediately and just made sure these kids were not going to do something that stupid again. And then, like, the cops eventually came, and, like, one of their moms was just super, super, like, brought one of the kids back the next day and, like, made him apologize for taking it. But, like, yeah, just you switching into interrogator mode is just one of the funniest things that I can remember from ever working here.
There was I want to say hi to Greg Clark, by the way. There was a moment like that right after Pokemon came out. Base set was out, and we had boxes and decks, and two little kids stole a deck. One or two decks, I don't remember. John Swenson was working, so it was like after, it was like 99. And John will always remembers this because they stole it. They actually came back. We knew they'd stolen it. So I take them in the back room very similarly. I'm not as interrogator as Woody. But when the kid left, there was a puddle of tears on the floor.
Are you sure it was tears?
No, it was tears. It was a puddle of tears on the floor where he had been standing. And we were just so sad. So, yeah.
You gotta stop it before it becomes a thing, you know. Get them while they're young.
Who's next?
Well, I mean, I have lots of great memories. One is a Paradox memory, but it didn't actually happen at Paradox, and that's when earlier this year. Rich and I went to various conventions and meets for like the Comics Pro and Diamond. So we went to Portland. I think it was February, wasn't it? We went to Portland, you and I, and we went to the Image Expo. And I got to meet some heroes of mine that I could never possibly imagine that I would ever meet, including Todd McFarlane. And that was, you know, that's something I'm never going to forget. And that's, you know, just by working here, that opportunity came. Rich generously, you know, took me with him. And, you know, that's just a fabulous thing. That, like, as a kid, it was from a small town in England. like, I just could not imagine ever meeting him. So that's, thank you, Rich, for that, because that's fabulous.
You're welcome. You did the same for me, though. Like, that was a very mutual experience. Yeah. You know, you helped me break a barrier that had existed for a really long time. So that was a very memorable trip. Yeah. So and a lot of things happened on that trip. We started a lot of new things right there, that 3-day trip. So
yeah. I'll go ahead and throw this in real quick. I can't think of a very specific memory right now, but I do remember it had to have been maybe the third or fourth tabletop night that we had. Maybe it was farther out than that, but it seems like it was relatively early, because we decided to do tabletop night first Saturday of every month, open gaming. And the first one, there was maybe like 40 people, and the next one, there were a few more, and the next one. And then I remember coming in one month, and the place was just packed, 100%. All the tables were full. People were in the storefront, and just, and I think that night also tables were turned and they were so close together to accommodate all the people that you couldn't get to a seat, or if you got in, you were at that table for life. I mean, you were locked in wherever you got to, because it was just so full. And it was just such a great feeling to walk in and see that, as you know, as I was really getting into board gaming, and it's like, this is, you know, this is my hobby, and here it's all of these people as well, and there's new people, and you're sitting down, you're playing this new game, and it was this, just this gigantic party, I guess, and it was just really cool, because I wasn't expecting it. Because, you know, attendance had been rising or whatever, and it was, there were nights when it was full.
Yeah, when that thing blew up,
but
it was...
man, that was...
Oh, my God!
Exactly.
The props are going down.
Yeah. Stores falling apart. Okay, that was super loud. But yeah, that's a great memory of, you know, being in the store and just, you know, just feeling very full, you know, of happiness.
Yeah, tabletop night was, there are definitely a set of things that have happened over the years that were the right thing at the right time. And that was absolutely one of them. Just like, we'd expanded in the event center, and one of the things is it was all about Magic. You know, it was about having room for 100 people to play in a PTQ or whatever. It was, you know, we were going to have PTQs forever and pre-releases and so on and so forth. But then it was also like, well, we have this big room. You know, what else can we do with it? And board games were starting to take off. And we were like, let's just have tabletop night the first Saturday of every month or whatever. And yeah, it worked.
So the most disappointing part of having the event center is that a Paradox tradition was killed instantly. The first 2-3 maybe 4 Magic tournaments I played at Paradox, I played at least one round on the floor.
One round, because you played Magic.
At least one round.
If you were a second-class citizen playing Star Wars, you just played a lot of Magic on the floor. And our game took up like half a table. So there was no way to cram that into a little aisle as people are trying to buy comics around you.
So I played a lot of Magic on the floor in the building. And the other thing that I still miss from years and years and years ago is that we had a wall of ATOGs. There was a section in the back.
Before we expanded the front to the game room that there is now, the game room was basically, if people know the shop, it's where the board games were, and we get 4 tables in there. No matter what you did with them, you get 4 tables in there. And there was, Woody's right, there was like a window? I don't know, it's hard to explain, but it's like, it wasn't a window, but it was an indented big square, and people started... Stapling ATOGs to it, and build an entire wall out of ATOGs. So.
Amazing.
Brian Hankermeister was watching earlier, but the first big tournament we ever had ended up being during a snowstorm, an ice storm in Grand Forks, because you didn't even make it down, right? So, and we had people.
I made it down from Detroit Lakes to here, and I called 2 or 3 times. Mm. And no one ever picked up the phone, so we just thought it was closed. So I stayed at a place up here I was renting, so we went and hung out in my loft.
Yep, the tournament did happen, and it was actually pretty successful despite all that. So, which then tangents me to, oh, but people slept in the store the night before. Friday night, like Brandon Hagemeister in particular, I know, slept, you know, spent the night here at the store. So, but that, my favorite Magic tournament, well, that's not even fair. There's a bunch of really cool ones. But we had a PTQ in the middle of a blizzard. Every interstate was closed down in any direction. Period. End of story. Mm-hmm. We thought we were going to, under some circumstances, we would have canceled it. Only here's the thing. Richard Hagen was in town. And Brian can tell us who Richard Hagen was. Writing a book about Brad Nelson.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And so, we're not going to cancel this PTQ, right? Like, and in fact, two nights before, or was it an FNM? Like, the finals of a booster draft, either on Thursday night or Friday night, the night before, was Richard Hagen and Brad Nelson playing each other.
I think it was the Thursday night draft.
That's what I think, too. And then Saturday was this PTQ. It was just like, I think it was about 60 people. There was a car that they made it from Wisconsin to here, despite the fact the interstates were closed, just to prove like Magic
they
players
like,
are made of. You
went
know?
Around some of the, like, they actually had like the road closure barricades pulled across, and they like went around them at least one time on their way here.
Wow.
And just like,
yep.
Yeah, I remember getting the phone call, and they're like, "We're on our way," and we're like, because they were like, they got here just after the tournament was going to start or whatever, and we're like, how? Like, how are you on your way right now? The roads are closed. They're like, we'll be there. Don't worry about it. Then, I got filled and they were going around barricades.
I remember talking about to Laura Kilgore the day before, because it was the first time we ever considered canceling, you know, as many events we've run, it hasn't actually come up that many times where we've been really lucky, mainly, you know. But, you know, what do I do if I have to cancel or reschedule? And how can you get the word out? And at the end of the day, you're just sort of like, I think you just run it because some people are here. And it's even sort of like doubles down on the problem then, you know, for people who got to town. So
yeah, I want to say that was, if I'm remembering correctly, that was the smallest non-Alaskan PTQ that season. Because Alaska always gets one, and they're like always the tiniest one in the world because there just aren't that many people, and they're all very spread out. But I want to say that we were the second smallest that season because of that storm.
And if you're a young Magic player wondering why we're only using one letter P in the PTQ, you know, you just ask the old timers and they'll tell you. So
back in my day,
well,
we
I
want to
make sure
one
we,
P to talk about
note that Nathan Roy in the comments pointed out that we are sitting with. All the people with hair on that side.
I noted that. I figured that was on purpose.
His words were Baldies versus Harrys, and I think we all take exception to those words. Those aren't very politically correct. But but you are right. We are divided.
That's fun. I didn't think about that.
And Brandon pointed out that he slept near the video game pinball machine and pop machine.
Right. So in that tiny room that fit four tables, no matter how you put them,
yep.
There was a pop machine. A stand-up arcade cabinet and a pinball machine too, which you would think have eaten up the space of tables, but really didn't. No matter what you did in that space, watching the growth and change of gaming space from that little area to knocking that wall out into the game space, which we were like, this is the biggest thing ever, and we'll never fill this up, and we were wrong, you know, immediately. And then into the, I mean, we used to have room for Xboxes over there.
That's true.
For that short-lived Xbox 360 moment or whatever, when we had those. You used to come down with your work guys and play Halo over your lunch hour, right?
I loved it. We loved it, loved it.
Yeah, we were ahead of the curve. Yeah, we were pre Section 9 and replay games. And,
it was Halo and people trying to play Through the Fire and Flames on Guitar Hero and failing at it 100 times during an FM. You were the one person that could do it, and everyone else was just like, oh, this is the hardest song, I'll totally nail this, and then we're just awful, and you have to hear people fail that over and over and over again during an FM. But we had to watch the expansion from even that room to then now the event center, and you're still, like I said, have events where there's not remotely enough space when everyone wants to show up. So,
I mean, there's been a sequence of things. Tyler Stewart says he misses Little Docs, and I mean, like, there's a lot of nostalgia there, but I often do this. I'll have like nostalgia for a certain time in my life, but then I'll also realize that time of my life was actually terrible. You know, or I had no money and was stressed out and all these bad things and all that. But you know, I miss those feelings. You know, but you don't have to miss them because we can live them all the time. You know, like that was then, this is now, right? So, The one thing I want to tie together, and I don't know what time it is.
It's
Josh.
About 8:30, so.
Oh, we've gone over an hour. All right.
Yeah. It's a two-part episode now.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. But the one thing that I I've been coming back to, you know, Darren and I went to Portland to Comics Pro this year. And as everyone in this room knows, I've never attended anything for 25 years, you know. That's not true. We went to the Chicago Comic Con early on in our day, and, oh, man, there's there's six more stories just from the Chicago Comic Con, like getting stuck in Chicago with a broken-down van and things like that. But I distracted myself. That wasn't a good idea. But when we were in Portland, you know, one of the reasons I went, I didn't know what was going to happen. So, to be blunt about Paradox, you know, the store has gone through like three or four different periods of expansion, growth, contraction, so on and so forth. There have been moments in that 25 years where, you know, like I said earlier, like honestly, keeping the door open at 10 a.m. is sometimes all you can do. You know, you can't control anything else that's happening. We're definitely in an era like that right now, right? But there was a moment in 2000 or 2001. It was a late night. Somebody came in and bought a box of Endor, and for some reason I checked the sales for the month and realized how bad they were, you know. And I had gone through this thing after my partnership breakup in the mid-90s where I wanted to play F&M more than I even wanted to run the store, you know. Like, I wanted to play test Magic all day long and get ready for F&M and kick stuff if I didn't win, you know. You know, there was a moment for me there where it was like, oh, I got to change, you know. And in 2003, that moment sort of happened again where I'm 10 years into my business. We went on a limo trip to Monomin. My mom had just
died.
That was 10 years.
Oh, wow.
My mom had just died, and I didn't want to drink any alcohol, so we had grape juice. And we took this limo. Well, I had grape juice. I don't know about anybody else. But
me and Brady, we brought the real stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, I was 10 years in. I was 33 years old, and it was like the first time in my life where I realized, like, I need to take this seriously if it's ever gonna become something. And everybody has a moment like that in their life. I'm sure everybody at this table's had that moment, you know, where you just know that it's time to do something a little more seriously than you've been doing it. So then, you know, going to the early 2010s, and really in back up to 2008. So 2008, it's like staycations, gas crisis, financial collapse everywhere in the country but North Dakota, right? But that was the year my business took off. Between 2008 and 2015, the sales of Paradox nearly doubled, no, more than doubled in that period of time, over 7 years. We never had a month that didn't beat the year's previous month, never a year that didn't beat the year's previous year. It was crazy. You know, we were bringing in all these employees, all these things were happening, Tabletop Night was there, so on and so forth. It was like the perfect storm, and the oil explosion happened out in the, not actual explosion, you know, out in western North Dakota, and all that sort of stuff. So get to the middle of 2015, though, and things go real flat. Like, we all of a sudden aren't seeing the growth anymore that we were seeing. And at first it's just, okay, well, we're not growing right now. That's okay. It's a plateau, right? And now for about 3 years, what we've basically felt like is every time we turn around, something happened to, I don't even want to say worsen our situation. That's not fair at all. But to impact us, because that would say that everything that happened was a negative. For instance, a whole bunch of stores opened. Every store owner that's out there, I'm friends with, I love them, and I hope they all succeed. None of us are anything other than in it together, you know. But you know, with the Magic changed, PTQs went away, the rating system went away, then player rewards went away, then PTQs went away. It's like everything we had sort of set up for with the event center kind of vanished on us and things like that. And company doesn't owe us anything. They're going to make good decisions, and I've always said if it's good for the game, it's good for me. But the point is, like, every step of the way, we just felt like, you know, Marvel Comics sales collapsed over the last 2 years. How many times have we talked about that on the podcast? You know, Marvel sales are down 50% and dragging the industry down with it. Even now, this past week, you've got things like Amazon, Wizards of the Coast fulfilling Magic direct over Amazon, like things like that, where, you know, at every time you turn around, there's just a new thing going wrong. Well, I got trapped into a cycle for about 3 or 4 years. This is going somewhere, I swear. For about 3 or 4 years of reacting to everything bad that was happening, or reacting to everything that was happening. Take out the word bad, you know. And DOTS was always built on the idea of doing things right, even if we didn't, even if we were terrible. We wanted to bring, you know, take Magic as the example, right? We wanted to bring the national experience of Magic the Gathering to Fargo Moorhead. We wanted to make sure our players had that experience right here.
And I don't think people realize that it didn't exist at one point.
Nope, absolutely did not exist.
And it was, to play in a real tournament, the closest place was Minneapolis.
Yep. And you had to make that happen. You had to work hard to make that happen. So my sales blow up, especially in like 2013, 2014. And I get to this point I've never been at before. You know how they say a football player, first time in his life, you know, makes, okay, I didn't make $1 million. Don't even remotely think that, but makes any money, right? And 90% of them blow it, or, you know, what's the huge percentage, right? Because they've never had money before. They don't know what they're doing. And I didn't really, believe me, I'm not trying to say I had a lot of money, but our gross sales doubled in 7 years. Think about that. That's a ton of change, right? Well, we got afraid. You know, we got afraid, and all these things were changing on us, and the model we'd set up was changing on us and things like that. And the one thing I know happened is A, I got scared, and B, I forgot what made DOTS in the first place. So when your sales double and you're bringing in people, that whole thing that every one of you brought up, like, it was Rich who I talked to and I came back for. It was Rich who you know, met me at the door, like, so on and so forth, right? You can't do that when instead of 75 subscribers, you had 350 subscribers. When instead of, you know what I mean? Like, there's just no way. We lost that person. We had great employees. But as far as just being able to come in and just talk to the owner, that was not there. And that's just one of the things where the fundamentals that Paradox was, that it grew up on, kind of got lost a little bit, you know? But we go to Portland, finally. And we not only found, I think, what we were looking for. We go there, we don't know what we're looking for. We don't know what's going to happen. But our comic sales are bad. All these other things are happening. And I had these ideas in my head of, like, I know I want to change some stuff, but I don't know how. And we went there and we met people and we heard, you know, presentations and we met other retailers. Oh, hey, other retailers are having the same problems we're having. It's not us. You know, things like that, right? Talk to these publishers. Hear what people have to say. You know, it was a changing experience. But at one point, you know, I was sitting there and Darren and I, it was like Friday, we were probably listening to like the 87th small company publisher presentation. We're both bored out of our minds. I don't know who it was. I don't know, but they were feeding us really well, so there was that. But this phrase popped into my head, and I said, Darren, I know why Paradox exists. I know why it's here. And honestly, this one idea is everything that we've talked about and is the culmination of everything we've ever done and the evolution of it. And what Paradox has always been here for, it's not to sell a comic book. It's not to sell a booster pack. And believe me, I actually think this about nearly all of our stores, right? So this is going to sound more full of ourselves than it's intended to sound. But I think these stores are here to help make a difference in people's lives and specifically to help change people's lives. That's what this store did for you, for me, for you. It did that for everybody at this table in some way, on some level, over and over and over again. And I never knew that. I absolutely never had words for it. And the mission statement now is Paradox exists to help change people's lives. When I hire an employee, that's what I tell them. When I train an employee, that's what I tell them. When I plan an event like D&D for Dogs, where we're raising money for an all-volunteer dog rescue and raise $1,600, that's why we're doing it. And it just, I all I want to do is build a community of that. And to everybody here, I wish I'd have recognized it 25 years ago. Every one of you has made a huge impact in my life, and I wish I had always been able to do the same for you. Even, I probably did and didn't know it all the time, but you helped me get here. You know, this is you guys' influence. This is what I've learned, and yeah, I just want to keep going. So that's what Paradox is and what the next 25 years are going to be. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can see it. In the comments section, we've had a few people. Lancer Seifert, I believe, said that that you guys are the best and appreciates the help every time he comes in. Tyler Stewart's in here talking about how, you know, Paradox is his entire childhood. It's the store has had an impact.
But the people
lives.
Who are involved in this store are going to get more from this store than they ever give to it. That's our philosophy. I mean, mm-hmm. that is the marriage of these two things together. And we have begun to turn this, a friend of mine calls this turning a battleship around in a bathtub. and that's basically, we're starting just to try to begin the turn, you know, and there's no turning back. I don't know what the store will be in 10 years. I don't know that there'll be, you know, physical comics to sell or if Magic will be sold to game shops. I have no idea. I don't have a clue. But I know what it's going to be in philosophy, and I know where I want to see it be as a result of that. Do you know the guys who, the Life is Good guys, the t-shirt guys? There's these, I think they're two brothers. They were living out of their car, and they started making these t-shirts that say Life is Good. And they built their whole company on it, and every t-shirt, part of the sale of the t-shirt goes to charity. Everything they do is to build a bigger base so that they can give more to charity. It's their whole thing, you know? That's where I want to be. I just think that's awesome. So,
yeah.
To kind of bounce off that, it's, to me, always been about personalities. Good and bad. And but ultimately, the people who keep coming back is because they enjoy the personalities that are around here.
Yeah.
And that's where things grow.
Well, this is our Cheers. You know, you walk into Paradox and you want people to know your name. You go, you see these people, and that's that feeling of community that is really, really important right now. And especially amongst the nerds among us, as you find that acceptance and that community is paramount. And that's what the card comic game shop is. It's that haven that we were discussing earlier. And it's a place for that community. It's a place for you to be who you are and not be ashamed of it.
Yep.
And for people to know who you are and to welcome you in and for you to welcome others. And yeah. That's...
Well, on our end, it's to find the person who doesn't feel that way mm-hmm. and help them feel that way. Help them get there. So
everyone's been waiting for my Spawn story.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes. Let's see if we...
And I'm going to loop in what we're talking about. So myself, Brady Williams, Jason Herbold, and Kevin, I can't remember his last name, Kevin Lean?
Yes.
We went to Lincoln, Nebraska for a Pro Tour qualifier.
Yeah, Kevin, yep.
And
Mayor McCheese.
Captain. And we left really late the night before the tournament, thanks to Brady being Brady. And we got into town at like 8 o'clock in the morning. I think I actually parked in a parking lot and slept for like an hour. We play in the tournament all day long, and we start driving back. And so I've maybe had an hour's sleep. And as we're going back, we're hitting a really bad winter storm. And Kevin Lean did not have a driver's license at the time. Brady Williams did not know how to drive stick. And Jason Herbold, which is one of my good friends in life, I will not trust that SOB to drive on ice ever. Ever, never, ever, ever. So I had to stay awake to get us back. And we're driving straight back through. And so we pulled over, and back then they used to sell something called Effergen, which was for asthmatics. And I'm an asthmatic, which is why I know about it. But you could also use it to keep yourself awake. So I was popping those things like there was no tomorrow. And I finally get into town, drop everybody off, I get home, and I went to take a quick nap before I had to start my noon Sunday Paradox fun, and it must have been 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning when I got into town. And my wife put her head on my chest, and actually it was my girlfriend at the time, and my heart was doing this as I was sleeping. And she freaked out, woke me up, and I'm like, oh, hon, it's just the drugs I took. We're fine. So I go into work, and this is the one time I probably should have called in sick. I'm not in good shape. I've been almost up 50 hours straight, outside of 3 hours maybe, and I've got a whole bunch of uppers still in my system, and I'm not doing good. Well, this Spawn guy, who loves Spawn, and he'll talk to you about Spawn for hours.
He builds Spawn toys. He custom makes his own Spawn toys.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
And he's talking to me. And I'm standing there. I'm like, hold on a second. And back then, there was the till right next to the garbage can. And I'm holding the garbage can and dry heaving into it. And I'm like, yeah, keep going. And the Spawn guy would not stop talking, in spite of me dry heaving in front of him. That's customer service for you.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him to stop, and we just kept going, and eventually he bought his Spawn stuff and moved on, and eventually my shift was done, and I slept for 24 hours straight after that, but, you know, and I never had Effergen again. Oh, by the way, never, ever, ever. And, but... Yeah, I mean, that you don't get that experience anyplace else but here.
That's right. Well, there we go. I don't know if we can top that one. At least I kind of hope we can.
Well, it's been 25 years, and so like a good comic book series, we're having the double-sized anniversary issue, both of the DoxCast and of just the store in general. So we have October 3rd through the 7th is our anniversary event. There is something for just about every fan of anything. Mm-hmm. If you like back issue comics, you know, Wednesday is celebrating comics and D&D, two different things, two different times. But we're bringing back issues back. We're announcing our new subscription services, all that kind of stuff. And it's just new comic day. What better way to celebrate stuff than just doing the thing we do every Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
That night, we're having a free D&D event where the store has been turned into a dungeon for you guys to dungeon crawl through. Yes, the monsters are based on us, and the final boss is based on me. And if you beat me, then you win some. Your party will win some stuff, all these little treasures. So Thursday, middle of the week, Thursday, October 4th, is free graphic novel day. Yep, that's right. Here's an event. Every day of this week is an event that would be an event in and of itself and is just like part of a five-day thing. So free graphic novel day is everything's 20% off all week, but anybody who spends $25 or more will pick from a curated pile of awesome graphic novels that Darren himself has picked out, and it will not be a disappointing book in the entire stack. I guarantee it. So, that's just Thursday, the middle of the week. I just love the free graphic novel day. It's just Thursday. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Friday is our Magic celebration. Once again, just like with new comics, how do you celebrate 25 years of Magic? New set release, Friday Night Magic. There you go. You just do what you do, you know? Guilds of Ravnica will be out 10 a.m. that morning. By the way, Alex, you work at 10 a.m. that morning, so check the schedule. he doesn't work Friday, so it's quite a change. But... And we're releasing all kinds of new stuff. Kyle's announced most of it. We're going to have Magic tournaments every night of the week. The biggest change is we're adding a prize wall. No more booster packs when you win. You get points. You can spend those points on that wall. If you want to pack that night, great. If you want to save up and get cool cards or bigger things, you can do that as well. It's going to be awesome. That Saturday is celebrating gaming with a Star Wars tournament. There have been 85 different Star Wars games in the 25 years I've been open. That's right. Four a year.
Wait. Is that real?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
But there have been at least 12. We've picked Star Wars Destiny as our Star Wars celebration event. It, we could pick one of about four different things. This is what we picked. So we had to pick something. So we're giving away four booster boxes. One box to everybody with top fours. The guys bought some old art cards to give away. It's an awesome event. Simultaneously, our 25th anniversary Magic tournament is going on. We are giving away a trip for two to the Grand Prix of your choice anywhere in the domestic United States. We have to say that. I'm not saying in Hawaii. We won't do it. Or Alaska.
Or that small one in Alaska.
Yeah. Because GP Alaska happens quite often. But we're going to give you airfare for two, hotel for two, entry fee and a little spending cash. It's basically double the prize from an old PTQ. Just there isn't a PT at the end of it, but I mean it's a huge prize. And it's sealed deck Ravnica. So anyone can come and play. You don't have to own a single card, and you can come live the dream right there. So
love sealed deck.
Saturday night, I'm not even done yet. Saturday night celebrating gaming is our tabletop night event. we never have tournaments. We're having four completely free tournaments. We have picked the four cornerstone games, basically. You can come argue with us. But we're having a Ticket to Ride tournament, a Carcassonne tournament, a Dominion tournament, and a
Catan
tournament. Thank you. Why did I forget Catan. Great. 16 people can get into every one of them. They're free. If you win your tournament, you get a $50 Paradox gift card. If you take second place, you get a $20 Paradox gift card. And all four winners will play on a final table with a classic mystery board game. It's not going to be Twilight Imperium. They have to play for 8 hours. Literally, it's going to be like a Candyland type game. You'll all know how to play it, or you'll be able to learn in like 2 minutes. So it's going to be fantastic.
Is it Monopoly?
Is it Monopoly?
It's not Monopoly. No.
Is it Yahtzee?
Monopoly Imperium.
And I really want to make sure the final day is what we call the Paradox Family Reunion. We were going to have family gaming space open all day. We're celebrating Yu-Gi-Oh! That day with our 25th anniversary Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament. And you bring the family down to play games. Bring a food item when you come for what I'm about to tell you about. We're donating to a downtown food bank here. And we just want everybody want to show how awesome all those nerds are. But at 2 p.m., Sunday, October 7th, is the big moment. We are taking a picture in front of the store with literally anyone who wants to join us. You ever been here? You ever shopped here? You ever had any influence here? If you're a vendor of ours, an ad guy, whatever you are, there's an ad guy once who said, commit the dollars. No advertising plan. He would just say things like, commit the dollars. He's welcome to come. So just come on down. We're going to take one giant picture. We will be turning these things into, I'm not exactly sure. My plan is to turn them into lithographs and to sell them with all proceeds to Extra Life. That's my plan, but I've done no research on the cost of doing any of that yet. So they will be turned into something and distributed for charity, you know, sold for charity in some capacity. So that's your 5 days. There's Paradox 25th anniversary merchandise on the way. We have new t-shirts, hoodies. We have dress socks for the first time ever. So a pair of socks you can finally buy. We have a limited edition set of mugs.
Are they Argyle socks by any chance?
No.
That's good, because this is not an Argyle socks cast. Yeah.
Do they have a pair of ducks on the pair of socks?
No.
Next time.
We made 25 mugs, and they're all numbered 1 through 25 to commemorate the 25th anniversary. So there's just, like, wall-to-wall stuff going on.
Is it one of them a picture of me dry-heaving with a spawn next to me?
No, but I should do that.
It's like if you're, like, on the edge of the mug, like, I should get, like, a little mug caddy of you.
That'd be cool. Okay.
More ideas for the next 25th.
This continues with tradition, Rich. You always seem to have something important on my wedding anniversary for Paradox, so.
I got distracted by Alex Gade. who I contacted, I think, about this the Magic tournament. Oh, yeah, and we have foil playmats. We have, like, the country's first foil playmats, the top eight to the Saturday event, which Kyle is calling the GPQ, Grand Prix Qualifier. So we were Steve Port's guinea pig for, I mean, he'd already did a video with the process, but he hadn't made anybody for any yet, so that was really cool. So, anyway.
The one important question you didn't answer, though, was for the Magic prize wall. What is the exchange rate between Magic prize points and comic books?
How many ATOGs are on the Magic prize wall?
We'll put one on there. So, but the last cap for me is just to say that, you know, 25. So what you do in comics, you build up the anniversary issue and then you reboot. So that's what we're doing next. So this is it. I mean, this is the end of, or the culmination of what Dox has been and the evolution of what it's going to become. And over this next 3 months to 6 months to a year, whatever it takes us to do everything, what we talked about just a little while ago, the idea of what this store is now and what it knows it is, no more hiding from the fact that we help people, no more hiding from the love that people put into the world between each other, no more hiding from what this whole community is. And frankly, I'm just lucky to be part of the Fargo Moorhead game community, but we're going to turn into that full bore and see where it takes us. We've got a remodel plan, not just moving stuff around, our traditional remodeling plan. We're overhauling services. It's just top to bottom, T to B, top to bottom. So I don't know. Any final words from anybody else? I talked a lot there.
This store and you have been an important part of my life and my wife's life and my family's life. And it's been a great 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think it can be said any better than all that. So, yeah, a little bit of housekeeping here. Once again, we record podcasts roughly once a month in the block. And we stream them live on Twitch and on Facebook. So thank you to those of you who joined us tonight. We always love to have viewers, and we love to have comments and all that. So thank you very much. We do release episodes every Monday on iTunes and on ParadoxCNC.com. You can find us, of course, on Facebook, at ParadoxCNC on Twitter, ParadoxCNC on Instagram. Of course, we would love it if you guys would stop down at the store and say hello and share with us some of your memories. Feel free to post them online, but also feel free to drop in and let Rich know exactly how he's changed your life. For better or worse.
For good or ill, and I really have actually spent some time recently trying to reach out to people that I had bad experiences in the past with and make it up to them. Let them know that I'm just not who I am today. And, I mean, you know, you stand for everything you ever did. Everything good, everything bad is your story. So everybody out there that ever had the wrong experience here, I mean, that is my story. I'm sorry it happened. So.
All right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for joining us here. Wonderful Rogues Gallery. And thank you to everyone who tuned in and who's listening to the DoxCast later on. We love each and every one of you. We're excited to see you at the store for the events, the anniversary events, and for what comes next. And, of course, we will see you on the next DoxCast.
This was the DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clock's cast. Until next time, geek on.